Well, since she has studied Earth, it is quite reasonable to suppose that she discovered one weakness Earthmen possess. She must know of the nudity taboo, and of how such a display must impress an Earthman.
She explained about viewing...
So she did. Yet did it seem entirely convincing to you? Twice she allowed herself to be seen in what you would consider a state of improper clothing.
Your conclusion, said Bailey, is that she was trying to seduce me. Is that it?
Seduce you away from your professional impersonality, so it would seem to me. And though I cannot share human reactions to stimuli, I would judge, from what has been imprinted on my instruction circuits, that the lady meets any reasonable standard of physical attractiveness. From your behavior, moreover, it seems to me that you were aware of that, and that you approved her appearance. I would even judge that Mrs. Delmar acted rightly in thinking her mode of behavior would predispose you in her favor.
Look, said Bailey uncomfortably, regardless of what effect she might have had on me, I am still an officer of the law in full possession of my sense of professional ethics. Get that straight. Now let's see the report.
Bailey read through the report in silence. He finished, turned back, and read it through a second time.
This brings in a new item, he said. The robot.
Daniil Olivaugh nodded.
Bailey said thoughtfully, she didn't mention it.
Daniil said, you asked the wrong question. You asked if he was alone when she found the body. You asked if anyone else had been present at the death scene. A robot isn't anybody else.
Bailey nodded. If he himself were a suspect and were asked who else had been at the scene of a crime, he would scarcely have replied, no one but this table. He said, I suppose I should have asked if any robots were present.
Damn it. What questions does one ask anyway on a strange world? He said,
how legal is robotic evidence, Daniil?
What do you mean?
Can a robot bear witness on Solaria? Can it give evidence?
Why should you doubt it?
A robot isn't human, Daniil. On Earth, it cannot be a legal witness.
And yet, a footprint can, partner Elijah, although that is much less a human than a robot is. The position of your planet in this respect is illogical. On Solaria, robotic evidence, when competent, is admissible.
Bailey did not argue the point. He rested his chin on the knuckles of one hand and went over this matter of the robot in his mind. In the extremity of terror, Gladia Delmar, standing over her husband's body, had summoned robots. By the time they came, she was unconscious.